Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of The Court of Nerds, except this week I have some terrible news. It's just me, Benjamin Raven. We've got some studio issues going on, but that's not going to stop us from doing a little bit of a thing. And so, this is not That So Braven. This is The Court of Nerds, the only podcast unofficially sponsored by MeUndies. MeUndies, their underwear for me. Jumping right into the important stuff, we got to talk about Logan. Logan comes out today, unofficially, Thursday, March 2. Tomorrow, Friday, March 3, officially. After 17 or so years of Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine, this is going to be his last go-around. It also sounds like it's going to be Patrick Stewart's last go-around as Professor X, whatever version of that character is portrayed in the rated R Logan. Yeah, once again, you know, if you're not following us on Facebook, Court of Nerds, you should be, but just like Deadpool, we cannot stress this enough. Logan is rated R for a reason. Do not bring your 10-year-old, do not bring your 12-year-old without at least seeing it first and deciphering on your own parental knowledge if they can handle it or not. I'm not going to tell you how to fucking parent your kids. Sorry for swearing as I'm talking about the kids. But seriously, just use good judgment here. This is rated R for a reason. But let's talk about this stuff here. It's out today. Drew, John, and I will be seeing it at Celebration North. I'm pumped. I'm making the drive from Detroit just to see this movie with my buddies in Grand Rapids. Logan is the third and final Wolverine film in the line of Origins Wolverine, The Wolverine. It's directed by James Mangold. As I said, it's starring Jackman and Stewart in their last... Oh, it makes me so sad to say it. In their last roles, the roles that they made mainstream. I mean, I feel comfortable saying that. The last 20 years, people identify with those two characters, with those two real-life actors. Enough of this stuff. Let's get to the good news. And I am not someone who reads reviews going into a movie most of the time. You know, I like to develop my own thoughts and stuff, so my reviews to you guys are 100% pure Ben, good or bad. But I'm just going to read the critic consensus on Rotten Tomatoes right now. This baby's certified fresh at 92%. It's got 119 reviews counted so far. Critic reviews counted so far, so that's a pretty high rating. But the critic consensus, quote-unquote, Hugh Jackman makes the most of his final outing as Wolverine with a gritty, nuanced performance in a violent but surprisingly thoughtful superhero action film that defies genre conventions. Okay, that's exciting. I personally really enjoyed the last Wolverine movie. I think that was out in 2013. I recognize that movie was for me. You know, a diehard X-Men Wolverine fan. Logan comes off as a movie for anyone who likes movies. I mean, through the previews, through everything I've read, this is going to be special. This is Hugh Jackman as Logan. It looks like he's one of the last mutants on the planet. I'm not spoiling anything because this is just me speculating on just a brief synopsis I've read and just by previews. And he finds a little girl that might be bred with his DNA. Who knows? But it's a dystopian future. You have Professor X. You got Logan / Wolverine. And you got some little girl who looks to be a badass. For those who like to be completely surprised, get out of here for like 20 seconds and then come back. 3, 2, 1. Daphne Keene is going to be playing the little girl. That's not the spoiler part. Laura Kinney. This is going to be X-23, guys. This is a... I'm excited to see how this plays out because... Yeah, that's exciting. That's just really exciting. This is a movie I never thought was going to happen. Props to Fox. They keep making movies that us comic fans never think are going to happen. So I'm excited. Get out there and see it. John, Drew, and I will probably have a video reaction tonight, either on the website, Facebook, hopefully both. Probably from the movie theater, knowing us. I will have a non-spoiler review up this weekend, and then we will get into the spoilery stuff next week. We like to try and give you idiots a little chance to see it before we ruin it for you. But yeah, you should see this movie. Once again, parents, see it first. Make your own decisions. Figure out if your kids can see it, but this is rated R. It's going to be violent. Dystopian future usually means you're going to see some shit. Just know that going in. I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job. I am the least qualified person to do that, but just think this one through. That's all I'm suggesting. We've got some exciting news coming out of the DC universe. The movie universe, that is. Lego Batman movie director Chris McKay. Oh my god. He's gonna be leading a Nightwing movie. They're doing a Nightwing movie. It's not casted yet. There's not much information other than the fact that it is going to exist. But IGN has some words for McKay up to go with thing. And just, it's got McKay talking about how Nightwing is different than Bruce Wayne. And it really sounds like he's done his homework. You know, he's talking about how it's just like a shift in tone. They're very similar, but emotionally different people. McKay was quoted as saying, "They're people who live hand to mouth, and that's something that informs him in his attitude. Nightwing fascinates him because all the same things happen to him. Dick Grayson's family tragically dies." I'm just, you know, speculation is like going crazy about who's going to play Nightwing and who's not. I've seen Joseph Gordon-Levitt's name thrown out there a lot. I've seen a bunch of names, so many names thrown out there. Steve Yeun from Walking Dead, Michigan native himself of the Metro Detroit region. I believe Troy, Michigan. I've seen Andrew Garfield's name on more than one post. DC, this is nothing against Andrew Garfield, but you know what? I just started rethinking that in the middle of that sentence. Moving on. I need to have a cast discussion with Drew and John and other people in the room. Just reading off some names. John Boyega, that's an interesting one, obviously. Adam Driver, okay, back-to-back store. And Dev Patel, you know, I mean, all fine actors, all have proven well-versed in comedy, action, and all that, but it's all about the buns, hun, and we all know that. We're sticking in movie news because, you know what, that's just what's dominating the headlines. Oh my god, this is a headline from CBR.com. Avengers: Infinity War may be the most expensive movie ever made. Sorry, that was my attempt to be cool like Drew and John, but oh my god. This hold on to your butts for this, but the Atlanta Business Chronicle quotes Chick-fil-A CEO and Pinewood Atlanta Studios co-owner Dan Cathy as saying that the budget for Infinity War is $1 billion. Are you fucking kidding me? $1 billion. He never directly mentions Infinity War by name, but this is what Kathy was quoted as saying while accepting an African American Film Critics Association award at a luncheon. "We now have on the lot down there the largest film production ever with a $1 billion budget." Oh, yeah, that would definitely make it the most expensive movie ever made. I believe, yep, here we go. Oh, nice, nice. The numbers, that's the name of the website I'm quoting. Avatar, most expensive ever movie ever made, $425 million budget. The Force Awakens, $306 million. You get the picture. How is Infinity War going to nearly double this budget? The record budget, more than double the record budget. And that just brings up a whole nother discussion is, where the fuck are we as a species, if we're spending $1 billion on a comic book movie? Fill in the blanks on where else we could be spending that money. Shit, take $500 million of that out, and it's still the most expensive movie ever made. Check yourself, Marvel. Just a little bit. Double check those accountants, too. My God. I don't have a lot of take on this. I don't want this to become the norm, and I'm hoping the $1 billion budget is for part one and two. I know that's like been shot down and shot back up and down and back up again, but Marvel, don't start this domino effect of $1 billion movies. That is evil. That is a domino effect. Check yourself. You're citizens of the world and not just citizens of the MCU. Avengers Infinity War, it's going to have that cast who's all apparently being paid in prehistoric gold. Opens May 4th, 2018. It will be followed by an untitled Avengers film May 3rd, 2019. I'm done talking about Avengers now because I kind of want to puke in a bag. Now we're going to move on to some LGBT character movie news because we've had some big announcements this week. First, Alien Covenant is going to introduce its first LGBT characters to the franchise. It sounds like it's going to be two soldiers on a ship, these two badass guys, and they're going to turn out to be in love with each other and gay. So that's going to be an interesting take in addition to the Alien Covenant because it's just another layer of these two guys hiding this secret while fighting for their and all the people around them's lives. One of the actors, Nathaniel Dean, was talking to Collider about everything, and his character, Sergeant Hell, is, he quotes as saying, "The thing within this film is that we don't really italicize it. Like, it's just a thing that these two men who love each other and they happen to be badass soldiers." So, you know, that's been an interesting to play out within the ship. It's been great. You know, that's, I feel like this isn't a publicity stunt. I feel like this is a director, a writing staff, actors seeing an option to add a little depth to the story that they're portraying. And the story that they're portraying is not a real story. So if you're over there getting white-knuckled and angry, realize this is a story about aliens on an outer ship in space. Chill out. Now, I'm sure you're about to get even more angry by my next headline, and it was a headline written by myself on MLive.com. Benjamin Raven of MLive.com writes, "Beauty and the Beast remake to feature Disney's first gay moment." So yeah, that's pretty much it right there. Bill Condon, the director of the upcoming Beauty and the Beast live-action remake, said the movie will feature Disney's first exclusively gay moment. He was quoted as saying such to the UK magazine Attitude, and he said it's going to be LeFou. Josh Gad's version of Gaston's sidekick will turn out having feelings for Gaston, and that it's a nice, exclusively gay moment in a Disney movie. When asked to confirm or deny, Josh Gad on Twitter retweeted a fan question and said, "Very proud of this." So that about confirms it, but the director said in an interview with Attitude magazine that LeFou is somebody who on one day wants to be Gaston and another day wants to kiss him. He's confused about what he wants. It's somebody who's just realizing that he has these feelings, and Josh makes something really subtle and delicious out of it. And that's what has its payoff at the end, which I don't want to give away. Now, for those of you white-knuckling, probably double white-knuckling right now, God damn, Beauty and the Beast, how dare you, Disney? New York Times reports that it's a very subtle moment, and most people won't even notice it. So, yeah, there you go. And if that made you mad, remember the fact that Emma Watson said she wasn't going to do the role unless it was a more feminist take. So, you know, if you're angry about LeFou having some gay undertones, then you're definitely going to like the main tone of this movie. I'm excited for it. Drops May 17th. I'm really excited to see how Emma Watson and Dan Stevens, Ewan McGregor, Josh Gad, Ian McKellen, Luke Evans, and see how the movie turns out. I messed up and I didn't see Jungle Book, the live-action remake, when that came out, and I am not going to be making the same mistake this time around. All right, we're going to close up with some wrestling news, so thanks for joining me. If you're leaving right now, completely understand. That's why I saved it for the end, but we have a pay-per-view and a big show coming up this Sunday, and that is WWE Fastlane, a Raw exclusive pay-per-view. Personally not jacked up about it, you know. It's just kind of another show to me. It's WrestleMania season. I'm a hardcore wrestling fan, so this is the time of year where WWE doesn't really care about me. They just care about new eyes. I get it. You gotta do it. Whatever. But, oh no. You know what? Not even gonna edit that. That's the beauty of the Ben Raven show. It's raw. It's grungy. But WWE Fastlane, it's this Sunday. Main event, WWE Universal Championship match is Kevin Owens versus Bill Goldberg. There's a couple ways you can read into this one. The most obvious way seems to be that Goldberg's going to smash the shit out of Kevin Owens. He's going to walk into WrestleMania as champion to face Brock Lesnar. Okay, moving on. Samoa Joe and Sami Zayn was recently announced on Raw, so that's fun. That should be the saving grace of the show if it's upsetting in any way. Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, I'm excited for that. Listen, I talked about Fastlane in depth on the last Geeks Talk Wrestling podcast and on That's So Braven, which just dropped on Sunday. So check those out. It's on thecourtofnerds.com. But just to give a brief synopsis of what I think Fastlane is going to be this Sunday, I think it's just going to be a transition show. Goldberg is either going to win or that main event is going to be a disqualification. Charlotte is either going to win the title or she's going to win the match by disqualification and not win the title and save that for WrestleMania. I do not think her undefeated pay-per-view streak ends, but I also do not think she wins the championship. There is no way in hell Gallows and Anderson lose to Enzo and Big Cass. Not on this show. Not happening. Oh, I know I'm forgetting other stuff, but you know what? I covered it in detail, and I'm not excited about this show. And how's that going to get you guys excited about this show? WrestleMania is a month away. Watch this show for the Owens-Goldberg. It's probably going to be a cool moment. But, you know, like I said on That's So Braven, I enjoyed my Goldberg moments when I was 11, and then I grew up. You should do the same. Anyway, thanks for joining. This has been Ben on a Bencast on the Ben of Nerds. Check back next week. We'll have the crew back together. I'm hopefully going to be a more common fixture inside of the studio and in comic shops in the coming weeks. I'm going to have a lot more flexibility to travel, to record with these guys. And the reason you haven't seen a comic review from me in a couple of weeks is because I haven't even bought a comic book in a couple of weeks. I haven't had the time. I'll go back. I'll catch up. I'm going to try and get back into things in the next couple of weeks here, but Batman, Flash, Watchmen, DC stuff, I've heard it's still great. I'm really excited for that stuff to come out. That's what I'm saying. The DC stuff in general has been great, but I'm personally excited for Flash, Batman, Watchmen. I'm going to absolutely catch up, and I will be on the money for those. But once again, this has been The Court of Nerds. I'm Benjamin Raven. Check us out, thecourtofnerds.com. We are on Facebook, Court of Nerds, Twitter, The Court of Nerds. I'm on Twitter, Benjamin S. Raven. Give us all a follow. We're okay. Until next time.